Okay, today we're continuing Be'ez Hashem in the second parak of Masech Shabbos, Parak Bam Madlikin, and we are up to Parak Be'ez, Mishnah Zayin, the final Mishnah in Parak Bam Madlikin. So it says the Mishnah, there are three things a person should say in his house on Erev Shabbos, and the Gemara says you're supposed to say these things benachas, so that they'll be listened to. You're not supposed to say them, you're not supposed to bark these orders. These are things that are said softly. Erev Shabbos Simcha Shecha, when it's Erev Shabbos, as it's about to get dark. Number one, Isartem, have you been mafresh maestros from everything so that we could eat the proper suds of Shabbos, and there's no tevel over here, so that we'll, you know, all the food will be mutter to eat, because the halacha is you're not even allowed to eat an achilas arai from tevel if you didn't take maestros yet, because there's a din called Shabbos kova'as l'maiser, that when Shabbos comes, it automatically generates a chiyuv maiser. Iravtem, did you set up an erev tchumen, an erev chatzeros? Erev tchumen is that you're only allowed to go 2,000 amos past your city on Shabbos, but if you make your center of gravity somewhere else, your central location somewhere else, let's say 2,000 amos away from your city, then you're allowed to go 2,000 amos from there. But the way of doing that is by putting a couple of meals worth of food in that location. Eruvei chatzeros is that all the residents of a particular chatzer are allowed to carry out in the chatzer if they join in ownership of the chatzer together by sharing a box of matzahs, by sharing mazon shtei sudos with each other. So you need to have these eruvin prepared in order to be able to do what you want to do on Shabbos. And third one is not a question, but it's a reminder. Hadlik wasaner, don't forget to light the candles. So the first two are belashon she'ela. You say it as a question, that maybe you did it, maybe you didn't, so you're asking. And the third one, you can see whether it was done or not, so it's a reminder. So that's why when it comes time for Hadlakas Neros, a person should remind his wife to light the candles. The Gemara learns these three things from a pasuk in Iyov. The pasuk says, V'yadata kishalom alecha v'kadis navchav lo sechta. So the Rif understands, V'yadata kishalom alecha, that refers to Ner Shabbos, because as we said, Ner Shabbos brings about Shalom Bayis, right? Remember at the beginning of the parak, we said that there are three dinim in Ner Shabbos. There's Kavod Shabbos, there's Onek Shabbos, and there's Shalom Bayis. So v'kadis navchav, that's an Eruv, because that's something that requires a neighborhood to be metaltal from one house to the other. And velo sechta refers to meiser, not to eat something that meisros were not taken from. Safik hashecha, safik ein hashecha. During the period of bein hashmashos, ein ma'asron savada. You're not allowed to take meisros from peros that did not have, that you know for sure meisros were not hufresh from, because just like the chum where goes there not to be ma'asr on Shabbos, because it's like being mesakin something that was not previously Mesukan, it's fixing something that was not previously prepared. So too the chamor goes there now to take maestros bein hashmashos vein matbilin asakelim. You're also, if you have tamei kelim, you're not allowed to be tovel them in a mikveh on Shabbos, because on bein hashmashos, because that's a tikkun kli, you're fixing it, and the chamor goes there. You're not even allowed to do that during bein hashmashos. Now, granted, you're not physically fixing it; it's a metaphysical fixing of the kli, but you're not allowed to do that either. Vein maldikin asaneros. Obviously, it's aser to light neros, because that's a safek isadar raisa if it's ben hashmashos. So some say the Mishnah means that you're not even allowed to ask a nachri to light neros, because that's an isur drabanan, just like the first two, meaning amir l'nachri is an isur drabanan. So if we're going to say that in masna savade, in matbilna sakelim, that those are isurim drabanan, it stands to reason that the third item on the list of in madlikin asaneros is also only an isur drabanan. So how could hadlaka saner be only drabanan when we make it into Amirul Nachri, that you're not the one lighting, you're asking a Nachri to light. Aval ma'asr satmai. But if you have a tavua that you bought from an Ama Aretz, Rov Amei Aretz, the majority of Amei Aretz, take maestros. So the Chamra Mekel by Demai to take maestros even during Ben Hashmashos, because you can assume probably it doesn't need maestros to be taken from it. Uma Arvin, and not only that, you're allowed to make an Eruv Chatzeros, because the whole requirement for an Eruv Chatzeros is really only a Chumra. But an Eruv Tchumen is going to be asur to do Ben Hashmashos, because that's a real tikkun. It's based on Pesukim. V'tomen in Asachamen, and you're allowed to do Hatmana with a Davar She'eino Mosef Hevel, even though on Shabbos itself you're not allowed to do Hatmana with Davar She'eino Mosef Hevel. That's only a Gzera Midra Banan. But by Ben Hashmashos, they're not worried that if it's going to cool down, that you're going to heat it up, they're going to heat up the pot, because Stam Kederos during Ben Hashmashos are still boiling, and therefore you're allowed to be Tomen, you're allowed do Hatmana Bein Hashmashos, even though you're not allowed to do Hatmana on Shabbos itself. But if it were a Dover HaMosif Hevel, that you're not even allowed to do before Bein Hashmashos. You're not allowed to do Hatmana with coals or something that adds heat, even on Erev Shabbos, going into Shabbos. Now we move on, Bez Hashem, to Parakira, the third parak of Maseches Shabbos. So says the Mishnah Aleph, Kira, a particular type of stove that they would cook on, and they would light the fire on the inside, and they would rest two pots on the top of it. Shesikua bekashu v'gavava. If they use straw or gavava, whatever leftover small pieces of wood and things like that to fuel the fire, nosna le tafshil. You're allowed to put a pot cooking from Erev Shabbos and leave it cooking into Shabbos, because the kash and the gavava will never turn into coals. So therefore, there's no concern of Shemi Yechata Begachalim, that you might come to stoke such coals. But if you use gefes, which is the dregs of olives or sesame, which are after you extract the oil, uve eitzim, or you use wood, then lo yitain, you're not allowed to put a pot of food on it from Erev Shabbos in order to have it cook into Shabbos, ad sheyigrof, until you sweep out the coals, because we're worried that if you leave the coals there and you see that it's not cooking as quickly as you would like it to, that you might come to be mechata begachalim, you might come to stoke those coals. Oh, ad sheyitain ase efer, or you have to dull the coals by putting ashes on top of the coals, and that also removes the chashash of Shami Yichata B'Gachalim. When are we going to assume the Chamed Gzera Shami Yichata? That's only if the food was not fully cooked before Shabbos, or even if it was fully cooked, but it's gonna be mitzdamik v'yafalo. But if it's a tavshil that was not cooked at all, or it was cooked called sarcho, and by cooking it further, it's gonna ruin the taste, then it's mutter to do shehi on the kira, even though it's not grufa, and even though you didn't put efer, you didn't put ashes on the gechalim, and we're not choshesh of shemi yichata b'gechalim, because then we assume that you're not going to be so focused on it. And if you have a tavshil that is mevushal called tzarcho, and you put something totally raw right before Ben Hashmashos into it, so then we view the whole thing as if it's not cooked at all. And we assume that you'll be Masir Daitov Menu. Why do we assume you'll be Masir Daitov Menu? That you're not going to be focused on it, you're not going to be looking at it if there's something raw in it. I would think if there's something raw in it, you will be focused on making sure that the raw item gets cooked. No, because if it's totally raw, it's not going to be ready by tonight anyway. I mean, for the Friday night meal, it's not going to be ready anyway. It's only going to be ready for the Shabbos day meal. And to be ready for the Shabbos day meal, you're not going to need to stoke the coals. Beishami Omrim Chamin Avalo Tafshil. That hot water you're allowed to put on a kira after you shovel out the coals or you put ashes on the coals, because you don't need to cook it any further, so there's no chashash of shemi yichata. But a cooked dish, even if you sweep out the coals or you put ashes on the coals, beishamei is machum here that you're not allowed to do shihiyah, you're not allowed to leave it cooking into Shabbos, because there's no way you're going to be able to sweep out every last coal where there's nothing left, and therefore we're still concerned Shemi Yechata B'Kachalim. But Ubisil Lamrchamin V'Tavshil Ubisil says that once it's Grufo Ketuma, we allow both hot water and solid foods. Beishamei Omrim, Notalin Avalo Machzirin. Beishamei says, you're allowed to take things from Akira on Shabbos, even hot water, which you're allowed to leave cooking into Shabbos, you're only allowed to take off, but you're not allowed to put it back on. Lo Machzirin, once you take it off, you're not allowed to put it back on the Kira, because then it's Mechsi Kemevashel. It looks like you're cooking on Shabbos. Ubezil Maf Machzirin, Beisil says, look, I allow not only Mayim, I allow Tavshil as well, and not only do I allow you to remove it, I allow you to replace it as well. So Beisil only allows it calls man that it's Oda B'yado and Daito Lahachzir, meaning there are all these Tanayim that need to be fulfilled, all these conditions that need to be fulfilled to allow Hachzara, but at least in principle Beisil allows Hachzara to be done. Okay, so two major Mishnayos today. Let's review. Mishnah Zayin of Perek Beis, we said that there are three things a person has to say in his house on Erev Shabbos right before it gets dark. Number one, did you take Maestros yet? Number two, did you make an Erev yet? And number three, a reminder to light the Neros. When it's Bein HaShmashos, you're not allowed to take Maestros maisos from that which vaday needs maisos to be taken from it. You're not allowed to be tovel tamei kelim, and you're not allowed to be madlik aner, which probably means you're not even allowed to ask a nachri to be madlik aner. But you are allowed to take maisos from demai. You are allowed to make eruvei chatzeros, and you are allowed to do hatmana b'davar she'eino mosif hevel. And that last line of the Tamei Nesachamim leads us beautifully into the third parak, which is the parak all about cooking. So if you have a stove that was fueled with kash or gevava, then you don't have to worry about anything because there's no chashash of shem yichat b'kachalim, so you could leave food cooking on it from before Shabbos. But if the stove was fueled with gefes or eitzim, so then you have to do what's called garuf or katam. You need to either sweep out the coals or cover the coals with ashes. Beis Shammai says, and even that is only going to be mutter with hot water, but not with cooked dishes, whereas Beis Hillel holds by cooked food as well. And Beis Shammai says, even water, and even with stoked coals and everything else, you're only allowed to remove it from the kira. You're not allowed to place it back on the kira, whereas Beis Hillel allows you to even replace it back on the kira, provided that you've met all of the tana'i hachzara. Okay, Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Paragimel, Mishnah Beis.